and sizzle like a lunge. Sizzle like a lunge.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
To get it, they don't seem to wake up. And they don't seem to wake up because the people in charge try very hard to keep them asleep. If you had a whole bunch of people who were your slave, why would you tell them the truth about the world? Why would you do that? No. When's the last time you went to school and learned how money works? Or banks work? Or taxes? Or any of the things that they use to control you? No. They don't want you to know anything. They don't want us to know anything. They just want us sitting there going, okay, he's a panda, and I stay in my house because of corona. Clap for the NHS. Like a performing seal. Like an idiot. And people are idiots. But this is the truth. Governments are absolutely the enemy of the people. They always have been.
Oh, no, no, no. One bug on unanswered calls. You're reading my text. Still no response. I'm in a new way of it. I did no wrong. Yet you still insist. I can't believe that we've come to this. If ever dear we are gonna fight, I think it's best that you forget me. God damn your summer, you're no right. How can I go if you won't let me? In the middle of the night, when you for there, I caress me. Just respite. Baby, tell me why you would have stressed me. Me used to think, say I'm a real dandad. I love you real and proper. You now have a thing for worry your head. You go mix up with the street and the chatter. We no speak but no matter. No baller that I fuck with me mate. Now everything I seem to do is a problem for you. I first arguing again and again. And when I try to speak to you, nothing I say is true. Cause you'd rather listen all of your friends. If every day we are gonna fight, I think it's best that you forget me. God damn your summer, you're no right. How can I go if you won't let me? In the middle of the night, give him a need you feel caress me. But you just hurt me just this way. Sure. Me no recognize who you be no more. Used to see if I'm so not feel secure. You no make no time for me no more. Look from when me leave the tour. You no call or text, that's really poor. Never see you disrespect with me before. I never deal with stress, me need to cure. See, I don't wanna do this anymore right now. Find myself just trying to figure out what's on your mind. I don't wanna let you go, babe. You got to know this. If ever deal with you, go fight. I cannot go if you won't let me. In the middle of the night, baby, me need you if you can press me again. Instead, you hurt me just to spite. Baby, tell me why you won't feel stress. I'm
ready to fight. But I tell them, man, you're different than a regular. I would tell you, say, my love, man, the first you got. Look ya, baby, if my daily say you are my first love, would you believe? May I forgive it to you, cause you saved me from the streets. My life will be without you, can't begin to imagine. All if you make me doubt you, me just feel me, I go love you same way. Let's get married, done with the play dates. Next 10 years, do it with the same place. Now I sell you out, this type of love, no exchange. Respect you to the fullest, I'm gonna make you feel no way. My heart I yearn, but you already know that. Fight for you like the Navy, I'm your little soldier. You give me everything, my one boy, you never hold back. Come and go fall in love again.
Baby, it is obvious, you know. You're diamond up with you, girl. Heart's been racing, I've been waiting just to see you. Baby, it is obvious, you know. That I'm in love with you, girl. heart's been racing. I've been waiting just to see you. All I ask, I'm off the exodus. You captain in charge, I'm off to catch your bus. But no blood clot, tell me if I let you go. You have my mind and my heart, me have to make you know. I close my eyes so I can see you in the darkness. Would you love me still, baby, girl, regardless? Third eye open so I can see all the darkness. Cause, baby, it is obvious, you know, that I'm in love with you, girl. Heart speed racing, I've been waiting just to see you. Baby, it is obvious, you know, that I'm in love with you, girl. Heart speed racing, I've been waiting just to see you, just to see you, see you, boom, boom. Keep my eyes closed, just to feel you, darling. I keep my heart vulnerable. Baby, it is unimaginable, the feelings I feel for you. It's euphoric, feelings can't store it, cause it is obvious. I'm in love. Heart speed racing, I've been waiting now. I don't know what you.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning, Munchie, y'all. It's another beautiful Friday. Let me tell y'all something, man. I'm very distraught this Friday. I feel conflicted a little bit, Lorena. I'm trying to figure out where are we going to escape to? Where are we going to hide out to? I'm trying to figure out. I feel displaced in my own province. I feel displaced in my own country. In the beginning, and well, still now, it was about race. Then they made it about language. And now it's about vaccination. There's a war of two worlds. There's a battle of two ideologies. Is the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. Now, I'd just like to open up here, Lorena, and tell me if I'm wrong. If one person were to take the vaccine, does that make them immune to getting COVID-19?
No.
Has that changed? Okay, so it's just the best measure, according to the doctors and the CDC, to boost your immune system. But there are holistic things that we can do as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing. You could still, unfortunately, get COVID if you are vaxxed twice. Even after 6 months, like with Pfizer, the protection, it goes down a bit. Moderna, I think, still has a high rate after the 6 months. And we also don't know the long-term effects as well with this vaccine.
So I'm trying to understand, what's up with the Legault government and this propaganda agenda that taking the vaccine is like the ultimate thing? If I can still get COVID. You and I both have people that we know that have gotten the vaccine and still wear masks. What is the upside? If it's only about boosting my immune system, I can use holistic treatments. So because the CDC and the Legault government and Trudeau as well, we're going to talk about Trudeau a little bit as well, because they don't recognize my holistic approaches.
No.
Now I'm segregated. Now it's a tale of two cities. It's about to get deep on September 1st. On September 1st, proof of double vaccination will be required to access non-essential services such as gyms, bars, theaters. They don't want us nowhere, Lorena. This is crazy. But before we get into all that, man, you already know what it is, man. You wait all week for this. It's the premier morning show. This is the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. I'm alongside the ultimate connect, Lorena PR. How are you doing this morning, queen?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying this heat wave that we're having.
I'm dying. Well, summer's done. Quiet is kept. Summer's done. We're about 3 weeks out, and August is pretty much done. So there you go.
Let's enjoy the weather, please.
I still feel like it's July 1st. You turn around. We mid-August already. I don't know what's going on, man. How was your week? I see the Crown Project. You're doing moves. Your back-to-school program looks beautiful. You got a lot of high-end sponsors. It feels good to be part of the Crown Project now, huh?
Well, no. Yes. I have a lot of sponsors, a lot of people helping out, so I'm really thankful for that. Mm-hmm. It's something that I want to do. I want to keep growing, so hopefully this helps, you know, push the Crown Project out there. And I continue to collaborate with great organizations and people.
So what would be your next career talk? For those that don't know, Lorena does a career talk, I think, every week or every other week on her IG, Lorena PR.
I don't have one. I think I'm going to be taking a little break because I have a lot going on. But we had a really great one last Tuesday with Christine Mia.
Yeah.
And she has two businesses, the sunglasses, the shades, and then also Braided Rainbow, which is braided hair extensions for all of those that want the colorful hair. She has that. She also does custom color as well.
Oh, man, that's a beautiful thing right there. So is it official now? Like, are you officially a broadcaster, podcaster? Do you view yourself in that manner?
I think so. I need some work still, Montreal, so bear with me. But I do. I am going down that lane because I do my career talk. I am editing my podcast, Total R&B, which will be coming out hopefully soon. So, yeah, I'm down that lane.
She is the calm in the storm, Larena PR. So over the weekend, I actually went to a club. I went to Musique. I went to Industry Sundays on Sunday. Wow. What a experience. Now, listen, man. You know, Larena, you know, we came up clubbing hard back in our day. It's different now. There's, you know, you got the COVID shielding and all kind of different places. Every two, three songs. I finally got to see Keith Dean DJ. You know, he was doing the Jet nightclub when we had our previous host on the show. So I finally got to see him do what he does best. But it was very different because, you know, every three, four songs, you know, they'll stop the music. Everybody has to sit down. Even if you're by the bar, they, you know, they want you to sit down. Like, it's crazy. Like, you can't really catch a vibe. But still, as I had hypothesized, people are still dancing. People are still winding up on themselves. Then about 1 o'clock, they have to stop serving liquor. So if you have liquor open on your table, they'll come and just take it. The busboy will come take it. And then about 1 o'clock, the police came up in there. But we know you guys are coming. You guys are going to come up two flights of stairs. They've done a radio win from downstairs. And, you know, and it's just awkward. You know, you're in a club and the police is there walking, staring at you. You're like, okay, what is the point of this? Like, we've already prepared for your arrival.
But it's always been like that. Even when you go to back in the day, like when different black people had parties, you knew the police were coming in two, three times before they try and shut it down. And it's just, right. they're walking around, they're looking at you, they're holding onto their baton and whatever else they have. It's always the same thing. But now I guess the bigger clubs are getting that because there's a lot of restrictions now that people have to follow.
Well, it was a good vibe, man. It was a good vibe to see some music there. We're going to get Dwayne Buckley on the show. They're about to open a new club. I think it was this week. I'm probably try to get him on the show next week. That, you know, the Wager alumni is up in the building. Also, Saturday night before I went to that, I went out to Riverside. My boy Tony Cream Clothing. They had a performance there with a couple of the rappers. We'll get them on the show as well. Naruto and them. I call them the Montreal D-Block. So, you know, I was mixy over the weekend, Lorraine. I was in these streets. Last week, I think it was Thursday or Friday, our friend of the show, Tibbs, I call him Young, yeah, he hit me up. He's like, yo, I'm going to send you this link. He sent me the Kanye Donda. You know, listen, man, we got to show some love to Kanye, man. Few artists are going to preview an unfinished album in a stadium with a it's a concert without being a concert.
Yeah, later on, I'm going to run down the numbers. Actually, you're going to see he's honestly a genius. You can't take that away from him.
You know, I've been reading a lot of articles about Kanye, and you know, I've always been a big fan. And they say, you know, you have to be bold. If you know, if you dream about something, if you want to do something, you have to be bold. You have to keep going. Me and Shondell from DJ Kicks was talking about that the other day. He reminded me of an interview that Larry King had with Trump way before Trump had gone into office, and Trump was saying that you have to stay the course. No matter what happens, you still have to keep coming. You still have to keep going to bat. Whatever your ambition is, Montreal, my city, you have to keep pushing at it. No matter what obstacles come in front, you have to keep pushing. Because what else are you going to do? Become complacent? You can't do that. A lot of new albums out. You know, I got that Tory Lanez NFT album, that non-fungible token. I'm one of 1 million people that have it. They say I could resell at the end of the month. I don't know what the case would be. I'd like to feature some songs in the show, but he swears a lot. So CKUT could give me a bly in the morning. We could get this thing popping as well. A Vibes Cartel has a new album. Tonight she got a new album as well. So I'm going to feature a little bit of something, a little bit of everything. This morning, we have two amazing guests. August 14th, we have a huge sneaker convention. Sneak Peek is happening from 12 to 7 p.m. There'll be special guests, exclusive products, free shoe cleaner. So you know I'm already in the building. You know I love to clean my shoes, Larena. That's going to be down there at 8500 DeCary Boulevard. We have the organizer and founder, Johan. He's on the show this morning. He's going to discuss all the prizes. They're giving away some money, Larena. They're going to have an actual basketball court and things. And, of course, the best part of it about it, Sneakers. You trying to buy yourself some exclusive, Larena? A lot of people don't know, you know, you got a strong sneaker game on the low.
I do. Thankful to Mr. Reezy Moon Chaser and his previous employment. Really great sneakers. But yeah, that is exciting. I'm glad that we're having, you know, something dedicated to all the sneakerheads.
Yeah, man, because, you know, sneakerhead culture, it is a subculture of urban culture. It's a beautiful thing to resell. The resell game is real crazy. I found 3-4 pairs right here, Larina, that I'm going to resell at the Sneak Peek. And another guest we have on the show, we have Montreal artist Sha B. He has a new album out called Crowd Reaction. He's also going to be featured on Monday on my podcast, the Running With Wolf podcast. You know, I do the best intimate one-on-one conversations. So we spoke about his new album, his features, his inspirations, what's to come. And then I'm going to play, I'm going to play some cuts from the Crowd Reaction a little bit. We're going to get mixy. So, you know, I think, Larina, man, last week, shout out to the locks, man. I tried to get that locks fitted that Jadakiss and those guys were wearing. You know, first of all, it's sold out. You know how much that hat is? $150. Now, Larina, I'm conflicted. I love Jada and them. Luch and Styles and them, but to spend $150 on a hat in these turbulent times, they want to kick me out of my own province. They want to kick me out of my own country. So I guess my dream, I've always discussed this with you. I had this dream about living up in the hills in Europe for about 3-4 months. I guess it may become a reality at this point.
You speak things into existence. You just didn't know how it was going to come about.
I'm still here with my multivitamins, my 7 milligrams of zinc, Larina, my vitamin D. We still trucking along. So much on my city, keep it locked. We have an amazing show this morning. We have great interviews, news, all of that, much more. This is the Morning Detour. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. Yeah. Fill me up with confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But what if I trip? What if I fall?
I was 15 when the world put me on a pedestal. I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up, lifting me up. And tear me down, tear me down. I take responsibility for everything I've done. Holding it against me like you're the holy one. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now I really wanna know.
What if I trip?
Bad bitch, she look fine. know this shit.
X marks the spot, looking in your body. Turned up, you wanna get behind it. I wanna feel your body in some fire. You let me do the kicking, baby, quiet. X marks the spot, looking in your body. I wanna feel your body in some fire.
Trying to find your way.
Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchaser, alongside Larina PR. Things are moving. So now, let's open up with the COVID passports. Last week, just as we ended the show, our Prime Minister, Larina's best friend, Mr. Francois Legault, came out with all the new restrictions that are going to be in place September 1st. Now, before we start, let's preface some things. Let's be clear on one thing. The vaccination is not this immunity blanket. If you get it, you can still contract COVID-19. That is correct. The vaccination has not proven effective versus the various variants. That is correct. There are other holistic measures that one can use, i.e. multivitamins, 7 milligrams of zinc every day, vitamin D to boost one's immune system to counteract the COVID-19 virus. All these things is true. Let's open up here. Quebec to implement. it's just like a Paramount movie. So dramatic. Yo, I'm this strong looking at the thing. Okay, I could move to Mexico and link up with Leah. I could go to DR. I could probably go to Colombia.
Oh, Mexico too. Mexico sounding real good right now.
You know, I don't want to put her business out there, but you know, say she getting the joint. You know, we might just do like, you know, a Big Brother house kind of thing in Mexico until this thing kind of dies down at some point. But let's jump into it. Quebec to implement vaccine passport due to rising COVID-19 cases, according to the premier. So, Quebec's going to adopt this vaccine passport, given a recent increase in the COVID-19. So, François Legault, our prime minister, announced this last Thursday. So, the premier said Quebec is on the cusp of a fourth wave of the pandemic and that a vaccine passport will be implemented as a response, opposed to just going to a whole general lockdown. So, see how they're framing this? Well, if you guys don't want to lock down, you guys should all get vaccinated. But it's not a full blanket against COVID-19. It's just the best measure that we've come up with thus far. So on Thursday, the province recorded 305 new coronavirus cases, the highest daily increase since May 30th, 2021, but stated that 72 are under investigation. But let's be honest, you guys are still going to count it as part of the COVID-19 thing. And then you're going to say, well, they were unvaccinated. You know what I mean? Who's monitoring those that are inputting the numbers in the right Excel sheet? I just don't know. Legault said, certain privileges. And here we go. You know, I had to pull up my human rights charter. I had to pull up a couple things here to make sure I'm right. Article 1 of the Declaration of Human Rights says that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of brotherhood. So apparently, you know, one of the arguments for those that are vaccinated, for that vaccinated crew of people, is that those that are unvaccinated are ignorant. They don't care about the other people. But what is there to care about? The vaccine is not a blanket. Like people are still getting the COVID. Well, you know, there's 14 Israelis that had the triple shot. They got the double shot plus the booster, Larina. Still got it. So you're pushing something that's not 100% effective, and now you guys are creating this extra tier or level of segregation. So Legault said certain privileges will be extended to people who are adequately vaccinated against the virus, which has killed 11,240 people in Quebec since the start of the pandemic. He goes on to say, Larina, get your two doses. It's the only way to end this pandemic. No, that's not true. That's a bold-faced lie. I can't wait till we go live and people can see your faces. They're going to make a million memes.
Oh my gosh, no.
Getting your
it's crazy. Like, it doesn't make any sense. They go back and forth with what they're saying. A lot of people are still confused. And the media is dishing out one side of a story, which has kind of been said that to be false many times over and over again. But it's, I don't get it. It's sad actually that we're going through this. It's segregation all over again, but it's just vax versus unvax.
You know what I mean? It's one thing, we're already blacks, we're dealing with all of that. We're Anglophone, we're dealing with all of that. And now there's just extra layer of segregation now with this vaccination. So the purpose of the vaccine passport is to allow access to non-essential activities for properly vaccinated people, said Marie-Louise Harvey, a media relations officer for the ministry. Its specific use will be determined according to the evolution of the epidemiological situation and the I got it though in one shot. I'm like, okay, don't think about it, just get it. Situation and the vaccination coverage in Quebec. So in other words, yeah, they're going to adjust it and make it more severe as their numbers increase. That's what all of that jargon sounds like to me. So as of Thursday, 83% of eligible Quebecers have been vaccinated with one dose, while 67% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated. Gabrielle Nadeau-Dubois, co-spokesperson for Quebec Solidaire, said it's very disappointed that the Legault government sidestepped a real public debate on the rollout on the vaccine passport at the National Assembly. Now, let's open up there. Why didn't Legault and them pass this new legislation that they're trying to push at the Assembly? You know, y'all trying to implement this COVID passport and there's no debate about this? There's no discussion? It's crazy, man. It is a measure that is not trivial and that should have been discussed in all full transparency in Parliament with experts, the MNA said in a written statement. The Prime Minister said he supports Legault's plans to introduce the vaccine passport in response to the rising cases, telling the media there are no more excuses to wait to get the vaccine since the country now has enough doses for every eligible Canadian. Yes, Mr. Trudeau, you've invested millions and millions of dollars into all these vaccines. Now you have this whole stockpile of vaccine, and for you to be an effective leader, people have to use the vaccines, right? Because then it'll be like, well, you spent all this money and nobody's using the vaccines.
Exactly.
Let's just say what it is.
Money.
Well, you know, that's a whole other conspiracy argument there, too. The CDC is in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. Because now, it's as if we're going to be kind of beholden to keep getting these vaccines now. And where do the vaccines come from? They come from pharmaceutical companies. And the vaccines aren't free. Like, let's not play like money's not a component. And I know people are still like, you guys are just ignorant. Get the vaccine. Listen, there's deeper plays here as well.
Yeah, but a lot of people just look at that as conspiracy theories and just ways for the anti-vax people to say that they shouldn't get vaccinated.
Trudeau had more to say. He says, we need to get vaccinated to get through this pandemic, particularly with the real concerns around the Delta variant that we are facing that is striking hardest, obviously, on under-vaccinated and non-vaccinated people, Trudeau said. So he's double-talking here, right? So he's like, we need to get it because the variant is happening. But yeah, but he had to say it properly. But it's happening to vaccinated and unvaccinated people. But he led with the unvaccinated, the under-vaccinated, and then he said, oh yeah, and the vaccinated as well. Y'all have no solution to the variant. And you guys just keep trying to hit people with a double talk because people are scared. I get it. People are scared. People have kids. People have elderly. And people want to put themselves in the best position. So I'm in no place to judge anybody that got vaccinated. But the same kind of allowance that we afford you guys should afford to the unvaccinated people as well. Yeah, scientists at Public Health England said Friday that early signs show vaccinated people may be able to transmit the Delta variant as easily as unvaccinated people. And we spoke about this last week. There's no solution to it. Okay, so let's talk about the CJEPs now. Schools reopening just now, 3 weeks. You know, the Crown Project, they got their back to school, you know what I mean? Thing going on. So, no mask or distancing in CJEP and university classes this fall. How you like them apples? So students returning to in-person classes at post-secondary institutions this fall won't have to wear masks or distance in class, Higher Education Minister Danielle McCann announced on Friday. But there's, you know, in high schools and other parts of the, you know, the school paradigm, there's discussion here about preventing students who are not fully vaccinated from taking part in sports or other on-campus activities is being considered, and discussions with public health officials are ongoing. Now, that's going to be real interesting now. So, on top of the unvaccination and the vaccination and that whole diatribe, now you really want to segregate kids, isolate kids that aren't vaccinated from team sports?
Yeah, I don't understand that. And then when it comes to the university and colleges too, because people are not wearing masks and stuff. So are the unvaccinated allowed at school?
Well, obviously, we've all seen it. They're making this up as we go. Everyone's making this up as we go. But let's go to the teachers. The teachers want to talk some stuff too. Teachers union calls for mandatory testing for unvaccinated staff as school year approaches. So Quebec's elementary and secondary school teachers are expressing worry about what will happen when children return to class as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. So last Friday, the president of the Autonomous Federation of Education, FAE, which represents more than 45,000 teachers in the province, issued a warning to the government. So the president of the FAE is Mallette. Mallette called for schools to have an accelerated screening mechanism implemented, such as having unvaccinated teachers tested for COVID-19 three times a week. Listen, if that's going to make you guys feel more comfortable, sure. But teachers shouldn't have to do that nose test. Let's do the spit test and just keep this thing moving.
But I think a lot of people that choose not to get vaccinated, they are comfortable with the testing.
Yeah.
They're okay with that. So I feel like that is, I find, a good move for people to make. But I don't feel that people should be blocked from doing their everyday routine.
We spoke about it a couple of weeks ago on the show. I think the labor minister said that no one will and should get fired for not being vaccinated. Your employer cannot ask you about your status. It is part of the Human Rights Charter to live free and thus forth. And I told you guys then, I'm going to tell you guys now, watch as this thing progresses, how that kind of diatribe kind of morphs into something else. This next point, it's affecting me directly. Quebec is considering vaccine mandate for health workers. So I'm going to be poor, segregated,
oh my goodness,
and displaced at this point, right? So amid a rise in daily COVID-19 cases, Quebec is considering making vaccines mandatory for healthcare workers. Premier François Legault spokesperson Ewan Soves said in an email, the government is considering a vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, but not for other public sector employees. There's going to be a lot of pushback. Some of them nurses ain't feeling that. Some of them nurses ain't feeling that. And what about the bars? Bars and restaurants, man. Some say, yo, this COVID passport, they're just starting to get their legs back, Luna, a little bit. Now they're going to get cut off again. Now I wonder, due to the fact I'm unvaccinated, so I'm not allowed to go to the restaurant and even pick up my food?
I'm sure you'll be able to do a pickup, but I don't think you can like linger around or be inside. Maybe they'll have like a section where unvaxxed people can stand, like, the blacks only section.
Yo, this is what it feels like. And as a black person, we always look at civil rights and Dr. King and the 60s and used to see, the water fountain, whites only and blacks to the back of the bus. And I always wondered to myself, like, I'll never want to know what that feels like. And here we are. I live in Quebec and I feel like I live in North Korea.
But even my mom, she regularly goes to the gym and she was talking to the owner and he was saying that he may have to shut down because many of his clients are unvaccinated for different reasons, whether they choose not to or they cannot because of medical reasons. Yeah. So because a high amount of their clientele, like 90%, are not vaccinated, he's going to have to close down if that is the case with the vaccine passport. So businesses are still losing out.
And I just want people to know, too, there's also a plethora of reasons why someone can choose or someone is opted not to get vaccinated. First of all, for those that are vegan, it's not vegan friendly. For those that have religious reasons, Catholics, Jehovah's Witnesses, they're not really with that. So there's a lot of plethora of reasons. And also, hey, guess what? There's an alternative to the vaccine. You can get your zinc, your multivitamins, your vitamin D. There's alternatives to it.
Weezy, your friend in the government said... Not promising, so they are not pushing that.
Yeah, holistic. But yeah, your vaccine's not super promising either. People are getting sick, all kind of madness going on as well, too. mRNA is a pretty new technology. It's only been around for like 3-4 years. But anyways, I digress. I think we're going to have a march. As these things happen, a march happens tomorrow, right? There's supposed to be a march tomorrow. But, Montreal is not new to these kind of things, Mandatory vaccination that triggered a Montreal riot in 1885. So shout out to my researchers. I went deep for this one. This has been done before.
It's all been done before. It's history repeating itself over and over again.
Montreal riot in 1885. So more than 2,000 violent rioters, some armed with stones, others with revolvers. That's back in the day, 1885. So imagine Montreal in the Wild Wild West days with revolvers, stormed through the streets, protesting against mandatory vaccinations. The scene was Montreal on the night of September 28, 1885, after the city moved to impose compulsory vaccinations to fight smallpox epidemic. This has happened before. That's what's crazy. This has happened before. All right, man, let's move on a little bit. Health Canada adds Bell's palsy warning to Pfizer labels, but says vaccine is safe. I can't make this up. Every Friday, this has to be your morning show. I'm here hitting the mic and shit. Every time your morning show. So Health Canada has updated the label on the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to reflect very rare reports of Bell's palsy. You know, I love how they say it, Lorena's like, okay, well, it's only a small number of people, so, like, it's okay. It's still safe. But we're going to add this extra warning label onto the vaccine. In very rare scenarios, cases of Bell's palsy have been reported in a number of people in Canada and internationally. So far in Canada, there has been a total of 206 reports of Bell palsy following a Pfizer vaccination, the health agency told Global News in an email last Friday. Are you alarmed a little bit? If I was going to take the vaccine, I definitely was going to take the Pfizer one. But I do have family members that have taken it, and they're totally fine.
I'm worried about people who've taken the vaccine only because of the long-term effects.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen to them. So that does make me very nervous.
Yeah, the science is relatively new, and this is not hyperbole, and this is not just like conspiracy theory. That mRNA, which is the major scientific component of these vaccinations, is relatively new, and anybody that wants to come and debate it, they can come on the show. And actually, we're going to get to a point where we're going to go back live and take in calls, because I love to get the beat of the city, Lorena. I want to get the pulse of Montreal a little bit. I don't know if it's in the Bible or what, but something is going on. Lorena, two dead after Legionnaire's disease? Legionnaire's disease is going around now.
Yep.
Legionnaire's disease outbreak in the east end of Montreal. So Montreal Public Health is asking people to check their hot water tanks and clean their shower heads after an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease. A total of 10 cases of what is called Legionellosis, known also as Legionnaire's disease, have been identified since mid-June, and two people over the age of 65 have died of the respiratory infection. What the hell is going on? While it's not abnormal to have so many cases during the summer months, health officials are concerned because these cases have occurred in a concentrated area and there's no source yet identified. The sector in question is the east end of the island and bordered by Pinneuf Boulevard in the west, Highway 25 in the east, Highway 40 in the north, and the St. Lawrence River in the south. Yo, the east is getting beat up the last 19 months. COVID and all of this. Now there's Legionnaire's disease. What is going on? For those that don't know, Legionnaire's disease is a respiratory infection that can be contracted by inhaling airborne water droplets infected by the Legionella bacteria. Man, that's crazy. Hey, did you hear about... It's wild. It's as if as soon as you leave your house, you just got to put a hazmat suit on and just hope for the best at this point, right?
Well, still in your house because they got it from the water
And so then it brings me to another question, because I clean my bathroom once a week. Do people, so I regularly clean my shower head. Now, I'm always alarmed when, like, health officials have to tell people, please clean your shower head. It's important. Who's not cleaning their shower head?
A lot of people.
The madness, man. Let's continue with the madness. Did you hear about the guy on the airline that they had to duct tape to his seat after he allegedly assaulted the flight attendant? What's great about this, well, it's not great that he assaulted the female, but what's great about this incident is that they really duct taped him. You know, we've seen it in the movies, we've joked about it, but they've really done it. So an American man was duct taped to a seat on Frontier is trash airline anyways, after he allegedly groped and attacked flight attendants. And there's a video for this as well. Upon landing at Miami International Airport, Maxwell Berry, 22, of Norwalk, Ohio. He's from Ohio? Ohio be wild. The Midwest is crazy. Was arrested on three counts of misdemeanor and battery. So Miami-Dade police said Berry had two drinks while on the Frontier Airlines flight and had ordered another drink. According to police and eyewitness reports, it all began when Berry brushed an empty cup against the buttocks of a female flight attendant, who then told him not to touch her. Berry then spilled a drink on his shirt, according to officials, then went to the bathroom and came out shirtless. Imagine you're on your plane. You know, it's already, a lot of people already have a big fear of flying, and there's this whole COVID thing. And homeboy comes out the bathroom with his shirt off. I would have been like, get the air marshal. I believe on every plane flight, there should be an air marshal. Let's get an air marshal up there. That's crazy, man. Oh, man. So, you know, they had to subdue him. They got one of the male flight attendants. They tied him down to his chair. Mm-hmm. And that's crazy. They still getting crazy in Montreal. On another note, a man, 65, in critical condition after stabbing on St. Catherine West Street. So the victim, who worked as a street cleaner, was attacked at about 10:15 a.m. during an argument with a 33-year-old man. Who's stabbing this early in the morning, Loretta? And on St. Catherine?
I mean, this, I feel like ever since...
It's
like,
Legionnaires, Lorena. It's Legionnaires. It's monkeypox. I don't know. Where are we hiding to? What country are we escaping to? Could we get on the same page? I see you have your suitcase in the back. Could we get on the same page somewhere here?
My suitcase in the back? I have boxes. Like, I'm ready to go somewhere, but I'm not. But no, definitely, I'm looking because this is wild.
Like, Montreal, I'm joking, but I'm low-key dead serious, though. Because I refuse to live somewhere that's going to alienate me and make me feel marginalized more than I am already. Like, this don't make no kind of sense.
None.
You know what, Lemmy? Let's talk about love a little bit. Can we talk about love this morning? Now, we all came up, hopefully all of us went to school as we grew up. Do you guys remember getting those little Scholastic? But it was like once a month, you got the little Scholastic pamphlet. You could order the books from Scholastic. Man, I love me some Scholastic. You know, I originally wanted to be a scientist. You get all the little science kits and all of that.
They would do the book fair at the school.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, Lorena's bougie, so her school had the book fair. We just they just naturally.
Cecil Newman at first, so Cecil Newman is not bougie.
It's a good school though. Shout out to Cecil Newman.
Thank you. And then I went to Roslyn. I got a little bougie after.
Well, listen to this interesting story about love and Scholastic. So children's book publishing tycoon wills $1.2 billion company to Toronto woman instead of his family. Now, I'm going to walk y'all through this. So that Scholastic CEO, Richard Robinson, left everything to Ayole Lucchese. I'm definitely saying her name wrong. Rather than to his ex-wife, two sons, or siblings. And it's causing alarm, family drama, and potential legal action. So the unexpected death of the head of the children's book publishing giant behind Harry Potter, The Hunger Games, Clifford the Big Red Dog. Clifford the Big Red Dog. We came up on that. Clifford is dope. Produced a surprise ending of his own. He left control of his $1.2 billion company and all of his possessions to the company's chief strategy officer, a Toronto woman he reportedly had a romance with. And she's black. The woman that owns Scholastic now is a black woman from Toronto. $1.2 billion. I tell you, love, man. Love sees no color. Love sees no color, Lego. Love sees no...
They were in a relationship, I guess, and everything was great. And you can leave your money to who you want to, right?
I want to talk to you about that in just 1 second. So Lucchese, 54, was born in Toronto, the daughter of teachers, and graduated from the University of Toronto. Robinson and Lucchese had been in a long-term romantic relationship that many had thought had ended. Oh, I guess you guys thought wrong, because she got $1.2 billion.
Or the lasting effects.
Once you go black, I guess it goes both ways, huh? So Robinson's youngest son, Reese Robinson, told the reporters his father's decision was unexpected and shocking. While his eldest son, John Benhan Robinson, 34, described the estate and succession as salt in an open wound. One of my favorite shows on TV, I think it's on HBO Stars, is called Succession. And in Succession, it's about a major, like, network conglomerate guy. And he has his family, his kids, and stuff like that. And it's this exact situation. All the kids are, you know, as the father's getting older, there should be a succession to the company. And all the kids feel that they're entitled. So I want to ask you this. If you built up the Crown Project, and it becomes a major international nonprofit, the United Nations has you recognized, but you're major, you're big. All the celebrities, Lupe, Ye, Beyonce, they all been at your annual grotto picnic up there in the Hamptons for the Crown Project. And unfortunately, you pass away. Are you supposed to give it to your siblings or to your kids? It's something that you created for yourself. Yes, you do have kids. You do have a wife that has contributed and helped you raise the kids and your life. So I think there should be a piece that goes to his ex-wife.
It depends. It really depends. Like, I would want to give something away to my kids or my husband, right, or my sisters or something. But you give it to who is, you know, doing the best job or who you think could do the best job. Because you could give it away to your kids and then all of a sudden down the line, your work has gone away because they kind of fumbled the ball. So it doesn't necessarily mean you have to give it to them.
Yeah, like, y'all didn't build the company. I built the company. Now you got talking about salt and an open wound. And some of you guys be like, you know what? Listen, man, I miss my father. He's gone. He chose to leave the money to Lucchese. It's $1.2 billion. You know what I mean? We respect his wishes. No, anyways, they're going to take this to court, and it's going to be in litigation for what? 4 or 5 years, and then you have COVID. So this is going to be litigation for 9 years.
Probably. But that's why it's really important, too, to make sure that you have it set up in writing, like you have your will and everything, because I find every time someone passes away, that is like the biggest thing that families fight about, is where the money is going or the businesses, where everything is transferred, who everything is transferred to.
I want you to put yourself in this woman's shoes right now, Lorena. Your lover is gone. You just got $1.2 billion. Scholastic is the staple company in the country, education circles. Like, everybody messes with Scholastic. What do you do? What do you do? And, you know, you have your education. You know, you've been a strategic manager for a long time. So it's not like you're just some lover off the streets. What are you doing? Literacy is at an all-time high.
She was a strategic manager for Scholastic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You keep it going. That's good. You know the business. You know the company. You know his vision because you were with him for how many years. You keep it going. You keep running the business. Maybe you add in a little bit of stuff that maybe people weren't listening to before, and you sprinkle that there. And
what Lorena's referring to is a couple more black books. Scholastic people like a couple more black
books. Maybe like books from people of color. Maybe she wants to highlight black bookstores. I don't know, but she's going to keep it going. She's going to keep it running.
No, I hear what you're saying, man. This may make her the richest black woman in the country.
I love it.
Lorena, you know what? Reach out to her, Lorena. Let's see if we get her on the show, man. Let's kick some jokes. I like to see a black Hunger Games. I like for her to tell J.K. Rowling, let's get some more black characters in Harry Potter. I like to play.
I don't know if she has that much power. Make an author write a specific book.
Oh, man.
That would be cool.
Well, this segue is filthy. I wasn't able to segue this in the right manner. So I apologize, Montreal. But Guinea reports, we're going to go to some international news at this point. So Guinea reports first ever case of rare and deadly Marburg virus. It's another one. So the extremely rare and deadly Marburg virus has been detected for the first time in the African nation of Guinea, according to health officials who warned that it could spread far and wide. And that's not good at all. So the World Health Organization, WHO, immediately issued a warning about the disease, saying that swift action is necessary to prevent it from exploding like Ebola, which is part of the same family of viruses. Oh, no. The potential for the Marburg virus to spread far and wide means we need to stop it in its tracks, said Dr. Moeti, the WHO's regional director for Africa, in a statement. So like Ebola, Marburg is a highly infectious and potentially fatal disease that initially spreads to humans through fruit bats. Fruit bats be spreading a lot of things. Do we absolutely need fruit bats? Like, can we do without fruit bats? I know they serve a purpose in nature.
Yeah, but like bats in general, I'm not really too, knowledgeable on bats. But like,
your bat game ain't strong, Lorena.
No, it's not. What's their purpose within the circle of life?
I'm going to Google it. Man, we know Batman, but goddamn. So once infected, humans can spread the virus to other people through bodily fluids and via contaminated surfaces. Symptoms of the virus include headache, fever, muscle pains, bleeding, and vomiting blood, the WHO says. Goddamn, vomiting blood. The disease is severe, untreatable, and ultimately kills approximately half of the people it infects. What the hell is this? Mother Nature is not feeling us right now. If y'all ain't got that memo yet, I just don't know. Doctors say the best way to deal with it is to treat the symptoms and give patients lots of water. The disease remains very rare and hard to recognize, as the symptoms resemble malaria, typhoid, and other hemorrhagic fevers. Boy, these words are crazy. So you like them apples, Lorena? Marburg virus.
Listen, okay.
And I was trying to go to Africa with you in a couple of years. Try to go back to the motherland and give back and all of that, but...
Well, it doesn't mean you're going to catch it. I mean, Ebola was flying high and...
Lorena getting on her Jim Jones fly.
I think they kind of maybe over-exaggerated with Ebola. I mean, and then we all had to answer that question at the airports coming back.
At that time, I could barely spell Ebola, rather less contracted. So let me end with a little bit of science news. I don't know if this is alarming or not to many or to none. But scientists find origin of asteroid that killed the dinosaurs. Let me read this face, and another one could be on its way. So astronomers believe that they have discovered the origin of the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs. So the 6-mile-wide asteroid which struck the Earth 66 million years ago and ended the 180 million year long reign of dinosaurs was the cause of what is known as the Chicxulub events. It is landing in what is now the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico and formed the Chicxulub crater. So they're saying they found this asteroid, Lorena, and we may have more to come. So on top of everything else we are dealing with, they're still finding more end day, doomsday kind of things happening here. This is sad, man.
Every week you come with an end of the world story. Well, stories, I should say, because there's more than one. So at this point, everybody, be grateful that you woke up this morning
every
or that you do another day and live your life. Because between the things they found under what the glaciers, with these different diseases that are popping up all over the world, unvaxxed versus vaccinated, all the different variants. I mean,
yeah, I didn't put this particular news in the news this morning, but they found like a saber-toothed cat.
Oh my gosh.
They found a saber-toothed. So it's literally the Tomorrow War. We're literally living the Tomorrow War. They found the saber-toothed preserving the ice, and they're like, he's so pristine. You guys keep messing around defrosting animals that's caught in the glaciers and see where this is going to end.
Look, lead us. The last time, I'll say it again. Do not sign me up to go fight no alien or species that we don't know about, because it didn't work.
They used to laugh at us when we talked about Mars. Mars is looking so bad now. There ain't no COVID on Mars. I know that. There ain't no COVID on Mars. Much of my city, that's been the news. I'm Moon Chasers, the Morning Detour.
The Morning Detour. On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Food for my table, moolah for my hand. If you don't say when I know get before, nobody me I understand. She be your logo like a mom. I be king professor. I will work with good job. Waiting my papa talk. Remember just the other day, nobody wanted to my face. They better just got that place. Now papa gon' give me the grace. Now I know they gon' pay. Went back to the day. Did it your easy day. But waiting my papa say, who don't like better thing? Who don't like better thing? No, no. We don't like my daddy. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. We don't like my daddy. What be the point? Why the body also? Everything I by grace. No be by your muscle. She be your love like a mom. I be chemo fessor. Now we walk with go chop. Now waiting my papa talk. If I get by, I'm listen to my boys. If I did okay, and I don't give them a joy. And when you get the money, they go buy you your boy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty if I get by, I'm listen to my boys. If I did okay, and I don't give them a joy. And when you get the money, they go buy you your boy. Remember just the other day, nobody wanted to my face. Yo, they better scatter the grace. Now my brother give me the grace. So, now I know they gon' pay. My papa said, we don't like better thing. We don't like better thing, no, no. We don't like better thing. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We don't like better thing.
Kind of boy with love. Not in my eyes, in my mouth, you don't tell her. I ain't telling cause I give you umbrella. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, spend. Give you my last cash, spend. I show you my best friend, friend. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, spend.
Show you my best friend, friend. I give you my last guy to spend. Everything I do, I under, under, under 50, under, under, under. When you never be under, 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 under 50, understand. That's the way you do me, yeah. Under, under. Condemn. I don't fight the uniform man. Oluwa, can you fix the problem? Thunder, thunder, fire, that your reason. Where they give you teacher, make you leave me. Thunder, thunder, fire, that your reason. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, spend. Give you my last cash, spend. I show you my best friend, friend. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, spend. Show you my best friend, friend. I give you my last guy, spend. Everything I do, I under, under, under 50, under, under, under. Oh, you never be under, under, under 50, understand. That's the way you do me, I under, under.
With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The Association des Services de Réhabilitation Sociale du Québec is filing a class action suit. If you were strip searched between July 13, 2006 and July 1, 2011, if you were in one of the following facilities, Bordeaux, Rivière-des-Prairies, Roberval, Saint-Jérôme, or the male sector of Quebec City, you may be able to be part of this claim. For complete details, go to asrsq.ca/class action. That's asrsq.ca/class action. Claims must be filed before January 16th, 2022.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city, welcome back. It's the Morning Detour. A lot of things is moving in our community. A lot of things is moving in hip-hop and entertainment. Larina, give us the rundown.
Well, first up, we have Womanpreneur. They are still putting together their Bossman Edition pop-up shop. There are still a few spots left, so you could definitely DM them on Instagram at Womanpreneur with an S at the end, underscore MTL, or send them an email at Womanpreneur with S at the end, 19@gmail.com to sign up so that they can close out the few spots that are left and we can get this lovely pop-up shop that's happening. Another thing that's happening this week, it is actually Pride Week. It doesn't feel like it because I feel like there's like a lot more advertisement, but it's something that began on August 19th and will end on August 15th. So you can go to fiertemtl.com to get the schedule. So they're going to they already have happening concerts. There's shows happening each night, like a big show. Tonight is actually a drag queen show, but it's actually sold out. We have the closing ceremony that's happening. I think they're still going to have the walk that they usually have, like the parade, but it's a bit different this year, of course. Mm-hmm. But there's so much things happening, so definitely go to the website and check it out if you're looking to participate in some events. Also, The Village, they're actually partnering up with a Downward Dog Yoga to offer two 200-hour, I don't know how to pronounce this, the Vinyasa Yoga.
Yeah.
Teacher training scholarship. So one of the scholarships will be 100% paid while the other is 50%. The scholarship is open to all women and non-binary people of color. The program will be from September 24th to December 12th, either virtually or in person. And the application deadline is August 22nd. So you can visit The Village, their website, or on Instagram. The link is in their bio if you would like to apply. Now, there's some parties happening this weekend as well. So we have Soca Head and Hennessy Girls. They're having the Henny Fest on Saturday from 10 p.m. to 2 p.m. at a private location. Spaces are limited because they are following the COVID protocols. So for more information or tickets, you can call 514-882-6066 or 438-347-6767. And they're going to have a lineup of DJs, Fire Jones, Unruly Squad, Royalty Sound, and a lot more.
Okay.
So check that out. Another thing that's happening this weekend is In Full Effect 80s Edition in Jarry Park from 6 to 8 p.m. with DJ Blessed and DJ Frank Boulevard, or BLVD. They're going to have a tribute to Biz Markie. It's all vinyl all night. So definitely check that out for that old school feel. Like Weezy mentioned earlier in the show, Sneak Peek is happening on Saturday from 12 to 7 p.m. This is happening at 8500 DeCary Boulevard. Basically, they're going to have exclusive products, shoes, cleaning products, a basketball court. So check it out at sneakpeekuniverse.com if you would like to go. At the end of the month, Chris Boucher will be back here in Montreal. He's having a back-to-school summer camp. That's August 28th and 29th. Again, limited spots available, so make sure that you sign up as soon as possible. You could go to www.goldlevelse.com. This is for boys and girls age 8 to 16 years old. Once you sign up, you will receive a camp shirt, an autograph card, and they are going to be having back-to-school giveaways as well for the kids. There is still Yoga by Simplicita. It's an outdoor or indoor experience via Zoom if you do it indoor. But it is hot as, you know, outside.
Yo, it's crazy. It feels like the islands. I had the AC running 24/7 over here. It was like a 7-Eleven in this. Goddamn.
Yeah, try not to curse, Louise, but it's crazy hot right now, so maybe that outdoor.
Well, after last week, we could curse all we want after the locks mix I put on last week.
But yeah, these are yoga sessions to connect the mind, body, and spirit. So you could do it in a group, or there are individual sessions available. So you could definitely contact info@simplicita.com and get some information on that. Now, moving into entertainment news, there's a lot of things going on. You know, I'm always doing an update on Kanye.
Kanye Report with Lorena.
Listen, so Donda legally is still MIA, but you can listen to the record how he last showed it. It's, you know, there online, so you can definitely find it. But I would like to run down some numbers.